I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 497. A 21-gun salute. Not that kind of gun. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the fucking best girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Pandalicious, and Ninja Sister's not here. She's on assignment in LA for her day job. So this is another in a long line of clip shows. I'm sorry. The Cutting Room Floor Show, in which clips are portions of episodes that we held back because of time constraints, because we talk too damn much. We're going to start with a collection of experts from a series of Fresh Play video episodes we recorded back in March. Where are they, you ask? We haven't finished them just yet. But even though those shows haven't been finished yet, we did collect some snippets from the audio portion. The audio snippets were sections where I constantly refer to a certain male body part that I often claim I have, though I have to tell you, I don't. If you count them all up, though, in the clip, I say this about 21 times. And that's what inspired the title of this episode. I think you'll enjoy them.
He was onto something big.
My dick.
Bacon. What?
I have the scoop. Nathan Drake's dick, as long as people says it is. News at 11.
What is it with you and Nathan Drake's dick?
That barmaid in Lima wanted my D. She wanted that SD.
Oh, God. You know,
Sully maybe, dick.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
I'm just gonna find more reasons to say dick.
I know. And it's my fault.
We're right on top of my dick.
Oh, God. I apologize for her.
Don't. I apologize for no one.
You should apologize for yourself.
Awesome. Like my dick.
No, your dick is not holding up that fucking
My dick is so strong.
No, it's not. You also do not have a dick.
I
do not.
They're the symbols of my dick.
Oh, Lord. This might be the last Let's Play we ever do together.
The first of the last.
Yeah, I think
from
it was.
My dick.
Oh, no, not again. No more with your dick. We had enough of that last go-round.
You like my dick? Bent over backwards, ready
Look,
to receive my dick.
Look, the ink is about the gold. Can we focus on the game and not your dick that you don't have?
Fine. The That's best part of waking
Wait,
up.
No, 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 no. Copyright, no. Play the game. You're driving.
Sucking on my dick.
See, this is why we can't have nice things. You're why we can't have nice things.
I'm gonna
go ahead, monkey.
Across your dick.
Will you stop it?
Nathan Drake ain't got nothing on me.
Actually, Nathan Drake has everything on you. Actually.
He's got a penis.
Oh, God. Yeah. What's behind door number two? Well.
My dick.
Funny. No.
Knock, knock, who's there? My dick.
Panda, no more dick jokes. Focus.
Like my dick.
Will you stop it?
My massive boner.
Oh, will you stop with your dick? You don't have a dick.
Feel my boner. It feels good.
Panda, I'm going to take the controller away from you.
I don't rely on women.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That is the most sexist thing to come out of your mouth today besides my dick, oh my God, my dick.
My dick is so huge.
You don't have a dick. Also, don't fall. Did you just shoot that guy in the dick?
Yep. That's how you own dicks, by shooting them.
Wow. Wow. I got nothing to say except wow. My voice is coming back, which is really nice.
Like my dick.
Will you stop it?
In this case, we talk a bit about the Triforce from Legend of Zelda. Triforce. Tri. Three. Makes sense to me, right? But what exactly are they? It took us a while to figure it out.
No, like, one would be the Triforce of Wisdom, so there would be, like, proverbs and, like, smart shit in it. And then one would be power, and when we hit it, it would play Power by Kanye West.
Oh!
That was the third.
Wait, can you do that? Can you have Pinata play music when you break it?
I don't know.
We should find this out. Because I
like
this.
What's going... the other Triforce, though? There's Wisdom, Power, and... I'm really fucked up, so I'm not accessing my information today.
I didn't put my iPad in front of me to, like, do research, but it's Triforce, Wisdom...
So there's three pieces.
And Strength?
Oh, yeah. Or Courage, I think.
I think it's Courage. I think it's
Courage.
Power, Courage, and Wisdom.
Okay. All right.
That. I would definitely bust open the Triforce Wisdom.
And then the one of Courage would be like, I don't know, something we both are too scared to eat.
That would probably have to be like hot candies, like habanero shit. Because I don't like hot candies.
Neither do I. So, yep, probably. But that would be awesome. That would be a great...
All right, I'm going to look into this. I'm going to see if we can make this happen. And if we do, we'll take some video of it, and we'll throw it up on our Facebook page and on YouTube and stuff. And if we can't, we'll just have a pinata, and we'll bust that bitch open, too, because candy.
I was one of the last people in my group to see Captain America Civil War. Everyone saw it before me. Including Ninja. That often happens, but whatever. But before I even got a chance to sit down and absorb that movie for the great piece of art I think it was, Ninja was trying to get me to decide on whose side I was going to be on. Team Captain or Team Iron Man.
As to date, I have not seen Civil War yet. I'm seeing it tomorrow. So I can't wait to be a part of that bandwagon. That's like...
Team Iron Man. No, I'm just saying right now, Team Iron Man.
But here's the thing, though.
Watch the movie. No,
I'm going to watch the movie, and I'm going to enjoy the movie, but I totally think Bucky is fucking hot, and I totally can't wait to see the Winter Soldier.
Here's the thing, yeah, you know what? Bucky's hot, but I'm going to tell you right now, Panda, you're going to get through the movie, and I'm going to say this right now, if at the end of the movie you're not like, fuck Bucky, then I don't know if we can be friends.
Really?
Team Iron Man.
Well, I mean, but we're family, so we'll always be connected.
We'll always be connected, but I don't know if we can be friends. Just watch the movie. Okay. And then you tell me. But I'm going to tell you right now, I was Team Iron Man going into the movie, and I was damn sure Team Iron Man coming out. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
So you watch the movie, and then I want you to text me when you finish watching the movie.
And tell you what team I'm on?
Yep.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, but I can only see this going one of two ways. Either because we are related, we will agree, or just because it would be more awesome if we both had counter arguments, and then we had a real civil war on our hands.
I'm telling you right now, if you can, legitimately after watching the movie, I don't know how you can be Team Cap.
All right,
specifically. Not people in general, but you specifically.
Okay.
Because of some of the beliefs that you have. So watch the movie.
I will. I'm gonna.
And then as soon as the credits start rolling, I want you to text me.
Okay.
And just hashtag whatever team you're on.
Hashtag Team Panda.
You pussy. You would do something like that.
I would.
You and would. And then I'd be like, no, fuckwad, pick.
Also in that episode, I hadn't had the chance to see X-Men Apocalypse. I regret the decisions I made after that podcast because then I did in fact see it, and I was pretty sad about that. But in this episode, I was kind of trying to feel my way through the movie before I poisoned my eyes.
Then the only other thing that I got to put on the table... Just real quick, because we're nerdy like that. Apocalypse. I'm trying to get hype about it.
Trying?
I'm trying to get hype about it.
Every time I see commercials, I always see the part with Olivia Munn as Psylocke, or whatever the hell her name is.
Psylocke.
Okay. So, here's the thing, and I feel really bad about it, because, like, I love X-Men, and I'm a big Storm fan. We already know this. I'm just establishing my backstory. Mm-hmm. I mean... I didn't read it to the extent that a lot of my friends do. So, like, with it coming out, like, everyone has, like, kind of gone back into all the movies, even the really sucky X-Men 3rd, Last Stand.
No, I refuse to watch all of the shitty X-Men movies.
And they've even watched all of the Wolverine movies, 17 of those.
No,
Nope.
And then that third one with the Silver Surfer in it.
Will not do.
I'm just saying. But they've gone and rewatched them, and they're all like lining it up, like, okay, so this is what's happening in this one. And I'm just like, all I remember are like snippets from the TV show, the cartoon that we used to watch on Saturdays. And I don't remember Apocalypse. I remember the big metal guys with the beams in their hands that like would come down.
Those were Sentinels. Apocalypse was in some of the cartoon, but it was later on in the cartoon. Okay. So I read the comics. I read X-Factor, I read X-Force, the precursors to X-Men, and I read X-Men as well as Uncanny X-Men.
All right,
so
I think
Uncanny is what most of what the cartoon attempted to follow.
Okay. All right.
So that's why they did the whole thing and had Cable come back, and they started to get, and did the Phoenix Saga. That was all in Uncanny.
Okay, well, in the movies, they really kind of fucked up.
And the movies fucked it up because they completely went off canon. But the movies went off canon to begin with because Rogue was not a young child. She was, in her probably mid-late 20s. She and Gambit were the same age, and she and Gambit in the comics were a thing. Not her and Bobby. Not her and
fucking Wood... Iceman, right? Yes, Iceman?
Bobby. Yeah. Not her and Bobby. Not her having a thing for Wolverine.
Though, that would be some hot, dope sex, though.
She can't touch him.
I know. So. That's why it's hot, though.
He can't put
she
it can't, in.
All she has to do is keep her gloves on. And Amanda, like,
it's skin contact in general. That's why she had a full bodysuit.
Okay, so she wears a full bodysuit. He suffers a little bit. He regenerates. Nope. It's all good.
No, there's no little bit of suffering. There's no little bit of suffering.
He regenerates, like, super quick. So, like, he hits it once.
He doesn't regenerate super quick.
He, like, has a burning sensation for, like, a year.
He would be in a coma.
And then he regrows his penis. He's like a gecko. You scare him and something falls off and it comes back.
Wolverine is not like a gecko.
You spook him and, like, his leg drops.
No.
And then it grows back a little smaller.
No! Okay?
Anyway,
but you
I'm
do
sorry.
Get into the comic line where Storm and Wolverine get together.
Now, don't they make an awesome baby?
Yes.
In one of the canons?
Yes.
Okay. I always thought that was Cable, but that's not Cable, right?
It's Cable.
I kept thinking he was Bishop. Wait.
That is Bishop.
Okay.
Bishop is their kid, not Cable.
Okay.
Bishop.
Because what was it?
Wait, now I'm confused.
Wow.
So I gotta go to the internet. All confused now.
Because I know one of them is their kid from the future.
Yes. And I keep wanting to say it's Cable, but it might be Bishop.
And I think the last movie I went to, I was like, hey guys, I know they're trying to show that steamy tension between Storm and stuff. I'm like, now we're going to see their kid from the future, right? And one of our friends, who we often will go to see movies with, is just like, actually, that is not Cable. Cable wore this. And like, I can't stand being mansplained to, especially by this motherfucker. But that's beside the point. But I'm like, no, I swear. I know that in one of the canons, they get hot and heavy, and they have an awesome future baby who's, like, there during all the apocalypse shit. And he's like, man, I need to go back in time and tell my parents to stop it before they get down and dirty and whatever.
It might be Bishop. Hold on. Now I gotta, like...
Because I know it's one of them. I just don't know which one. And, I mean, I thought Cable rocked, like, the yellow and the blue, very similar to Daddy. Had the long, curly hair like his mommy Storm. That's why I thought it was Cable, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I gotta go to the Marvel Universe and look that shit up, because now I'm like, shit, is it?
I wonder if you put in the search bar Storm plus Wolverine equals and see what happens. Actually, I now want to do that because I'm very curious as to what happens when that happens. I love X-Men math. It's the only math that should exist.
It is the only math that should exist. It's not, but it's the only one that should. Hold up. Okay.
I just hope I don't see a picture of like a dead Wolverine being
No, no. You won't. I think it is Bishop. I think it is Bishop. Maybe not.
I know it's one of them. I just don't know which one.
It's one of them. I don't know. Internet's not fast enough.
That's okay. It will come to us eventually.
It will. Eventually. But.
But yeah, that's what I thought. Bishop. I thought it was Bishop or Cable. I could be wrong. Anyway.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
By the way, Cable is Cyclops' kid.
Okay, so it's not Cable.
No.
Okay, maybe it's Bishop.
Might be.
But anyway. Continue. Disney killed its gaming division, and Ninja was anxious about collecting all the characters she was lacking from her mantle of little miniatures, both amiibos and Disney Infinity characters.
I am now on a mission to try and track down, like, all of the Marvel characters that I've been, like, holding my ass for, because...
Hold that ass.
Yeah, because I was like, I want Black Panther, and, like, I've got Thor finally, but I wanted Black Panther, and who was the other one that I wanted? I wanted a Loki, and I just hadn't seen them, like, out and about, because I, at the time, was like, oh, I'm not gonna be that person that just buys, like, 10 of them on Amazon, because that's kind of cheap or cheesy, and now I'm like, it's gonna be the only way I'm gonna get them, because they're about to be, like, gone as a motherfucker. So I've got my Wreck-It Ralph guys. I've got to beef up my Star Wars guys, because I need a Vader, because I don't have a Vader. I need Vader and I need Luke. And I'm trying to think of who else I need. I have my Jack Skellington, so I'm good there. But I'm like, I need at least Gamora and Rocket for Guardians, because those are my favorite characters, really. And I'm really sad, though, that, like, Infinity is dropping. I was really looking forward to, you know, a lot more of the classic characters coming out to put on my mantle. Because my plan was to take everything that I currently have on my top of my mantle, which is my favorite collector's edition stuff, and moving that all to storage and making my entire mantle nothing but Disney Infinity and, like, the handful of amiibos that I have. And now I'm really sad that it's going away, because I do think that Infinity is one of the more creative games that worked for the whole family on multiple levels. You know, I've talked before about how it was one of those games that parents could play with their kids and, you know, feel like a kid again, remembering the characters and some of the cartoons and things that they grew up with, and now being able to share that comfortably with their kids. But most of the mini games, while some of them were very simple, some of them were very complex. And so it could be, you know, as tough as a Lara Croft level, especially when you start getting into what people were creating in the creator space and releasing out to the world. It was really a very neat ecosystem, and I'm very sad to see Disney discontinue it.
You know, but here's the thing, at least from my perspective.
Yes?
You get some companies who have a great idea. Yay, I have this great idea. Let's do this great idea. And it actually has some merit, which is obviously seen through some of the profits. Like when they first were like, we're going to do this. We're going into this niche-ish, fad-ish game trend. And they put their best effort, I feel, into it. And I think just the timing might have not have been exact, because we'd already had Skylanders out. And, you know, amiibos were finally kind of hitting their stride. And I just feel like in terms of their timing was just a little off, and it was near the end of that whole big craze. Like, well, if it come out...
I'm going to step back here, because the Disney Infinity game came out before amiibos actually hit and started to sell. Okay. The first Disney Infinity game. So okay. You had Skylanders, then you had Infinity, and then you had amiibos.
Well, then maybe they just didn't have a strong enough presence. Because when amiibos dropped, people lost their fucking mind.
Because it's Nintendo. And, like, that's one of the things that we had talked about, was, like, when amiibos drop, they're going to take the floor out of the market, because Nintendo is Nintendo.
Well, I was definitely sad to hear the news that, you know, Disney was going to pull out sometimes. Oh, such a pervert. Sorry.
Yeah, you are.
I couldn't help that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could. You could have helped it. You just, your inner 13-year-old boy would not allow it.
Anyway. Pull out.
Perv.
No, but really, because we've seen companies, point my finger at you fucking Square Enix, who struggle to keep their big things, like their big nostalgia, Final Fantasy, alive on two legs. And at this point, it's really kind of hobbling on, like, one foot that has, like, a weird disease on it. Like,
it's got a fungus. It needs some tough actin to nactin.
It's got plantar fasciitis and, like, 8 warts. Like, and it's hopping, and it's not, like, those staggered hops. It's not even, like, a confident one. And, you know, and we are sitting there. It's like watching a car crash. You're like, oh, man. Like, you can't take your eyes off of it, but you're sure as fuck not going to help either because you don't want to get it.
No.
But
I draw the line at foot diseases.
I'm just saying, though, that we see companies who try so hard to keep that thing that people have been obsessed about relevant. And we've seen
past when it should be.
Exactly. Yeah. And for a company, I think, to go, you know what, maybe we had a nice run, but this isn't where our future is. And to be able to step back from that, I think, is far more confident than, no, we'll totally crank out, like, 18 more Final Fantasies because right. No one's bored of that yet. There are too many Robins in the Batman series. Too many for me to keep them straight. It makes me confused, and then I get angry, and then I eat chicken because I'm probably hungry, and then the hunger wisdom still doesn't make it any easier for me to understand. Ninja, being the comic book guru of the two of us, tries to straighten them all out for me.
Well, what's really funny for me, and I'm going to steal the mic now, is one of the things that I was going to be talking about next week is I'm picking up Justice League versus Teen Titans.
Oh?
Yeah, so there's a new movie out.
Animated movie?
Animated movie.
Okay, thank God, because...
Which has the Justice League fighting the Titans. And it's the Titans actually as their older teens, so not the...
So, wait a minute. But Justice League has Robin...
Gotta remember, has Nightwing.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh, my brain.
Justice League has Nightwing.
Okay. There are too many Robins.
There's a point where Robin is working to become a League member, but the existing member at the time is Nightwing.
No, wait. Can we make a little very...
we can make a little tour. We can take a detour, yes.
So I just want to make sure...
Remember, the Bat family is big.
Yeah. Okay, so...
You have multiple Robins and multiple Batgirls.
So, first Robin... becomes Nightwing. Is that the one
who... All right, wait. How far do you want to go back to declare first Robin? Well, do you want to just focus on the animated world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing I don't understand.
Your first Robin eventually grows up and becomes Nightwing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Your first Robin.
All right. So...
The subsequent Robin after that, for you... for the timeline you know, is actually Damian Wayne, Bruce's actual son.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. With Talia al Ghul.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay. All right. The League... So Raj gets killed. The League of Assassins basically is scattered to the winds. Talia is in danger and decides that it would be best for Damian to grow up with his father and have male guidance because he's at a point where she feels like too much of maybe Raj might be in him and it would be good for him to develop some of the skills that she finds valuable in Bruce Wayne. So ultimately...
Well, I mean, she did let him get some.
No, she didn't let him get some. She basically... Well, all right, so it depends on where you pick up the story. If you go the animated route, she basically drugged and raped Bruce to get pregnant.
I'm not going to say...
Because Raj and Talia...
equal opportunity thing.
Wait, but no, come on, let me get through this now. But basically, she drugged and raped Bruce Wayne in the animated world, because I don't know that they ever did this story on how Damian came to be in comics, because I haven't really read a lot of the Damian Wayne stuff. But anyway, so in the in the animated movies, and they explain it in Son of Batman.
Right, okay.
I believe is the animated flick. You should come over. I have them all. We can go through it, and it will help you. It will help you a lot. But basically, she, you know, because Raj wanted Bruce to be his heir, and threw his daughter at him as part of the thing, and also having access to the Lazarus Pit.
Because my daughter, she is so sexy and capable.
He valued
this pit, you'll live forever.
Because he valued Bruce Wayne's skills.
Okay.
As, you know, he always called him the detective out of respect, because he was able to use his intellect to figure out many things and then trained his body to be just as strong to match. And there's an admiration in that to exact your revenge. I think that the Raj in the animated line saw a lot of himself in Bruce, which is why he saw him as a perfect successor to him when his time was going to be up, and why he offered him the League of Assassins and his daughter and all that kind of stuff. Because there were many episodes of the animated series where Raj was constantly trying to convert Bruce over to the League and to be his heir and, you know, bed his daughter. And he was like, look, Talia's gorgeous and all that kind of stuff, but no. So ultimately, at one point, through one of their attempts, Talia actually drugged Bruce and got knocked up, because she makes an allusion to it. And she's like, well, you know, there are things that you need to do with your son. And Bruce is like, yeah, that was not of my choosing. And she's like, oh, Bruce, don't worry. You had fun. Legit. She's like, you had a good time.
You enjoyed the swirly thing. You liked
it. Yeah. But basically, she raped Bruce Wayne and got herself pregnant with Damian and raised Damian with Raj. And through the battle and the fall of the assassins, brought Damian, who I think, like, in the animated flick at the time, was probably somewhere in the range of, like, between 10 and 13. So perfect,
like, I hate my dad.
Ready? So perfect Robin age.
Right, okay.
At a point where Batman is without Robin, because his previous Robin is grown Nightwing, off in Bloodhaven doing shit.
Right.
Okay, so he's in need of a ward. Damian comes into his life, and ultimately Damian becomes Robin for a while.
So here's where I think, for me, because I know there are so many different converting timelines.
Right, and the Robin that's in Teen Titans is not Damian.
Okay.
And the Robin that is in Teen Titans is not Nightwing.
Okay. All right. Because here's where I get them all messed up.
Yes.
Because, so I've got that confusion in the animated series. And then I obviously am getting confused in the Arkham Knight story.
Yes.
A little bit. And then, of course, I love Batmetal, which, if you've never watched a Batmetal, you need to, because it's amazing. But, so, in Batmetal, and that's where I'm going to reference where my confusion is because it's, so, somebody animated Batman, the Robin slash Red Hood slash another guy who I don't recognize, and they're a band.
Right,
and
so Jason Todd is Red Hood.
Right. I know that.
Okay.
That came out in the last Arkham game.
Right.
Because you saw how the Joker tortured the fuck out of him and all that shit, and... Because didn't the Joker nearly kill him? Like, tortured him to the point where he nearly died? Okay,
so here's the thing. So, Jason Todd's story, and I only know pieces of it. Jason Todd is one of
the saddest
Robins that happened. So, by the animated story, which the animated story is the one that I've seen most recently, because it's been a long time since I've read any... Jason Todd comics. Jason Todd, as far as Batman was concerned, died. Okay? He's the Robin that almost broke Batman.
Okay?
He didn't break, but he almost did, because, yes, the Joker did kidnap him, beat and tortured the fuck out of him, and ultimately blew him up with Batman racing to get to him to save him and not being able to do it in time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, Batman went bonkers, almost killed the Joker, but didn't kill the Joker. So, the Red Hood animated feature that you're talking about is, as it turns out, Jason Todd did not die. But when he found out that the Joker was alive, that Batman didn't kill him, knowing that Batman knew that the Joker did horrible things to him and killed him, he became pissed at the Batman for not taking the ultimate revenge and donned and became the Red Hood. If you go into the video game, the last Batman Arkham game.
Yeah.
Okay. Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, okay. Here it comes.
All right. And you're wondering who the, what's his name? The Arkham Knight. The Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Jason Todd. Okay. And that's why he's pissed at Batman. So they made him the Arkham Knight instead of making him Red Hood.
So that the reveal would be traumatic when you, or rather, oh my God, it's...
And it's why it makes so much sense that he's very personally attacking Batman throughout the whole game. Because he knows his training, his movement, his weaknesses, and the perceived stuff, right? All
right.
So, let's go back, right? So, in your line of Robins, you have Dick Grayson, you have Jason Todd, you have Tim Drake, you have Stephanie Brown, and you have Damian Wayne.
Okay.
Those are your Robins.
Okay.
In the known world.
So the Robin in Teen Titans is not Todd and is not Drake.
So in Teen Titans, I believe that it is Tim Drake.
Oh, okay. That is
in Titans. Because Dick Grayson is Nightwing.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't believe that it's Jason Todd, because he's too perky and too focused on to be Jason Todd. So I believe the Titan one is Tim Drake.
So Nightwing in that scenario was Robin 1. The one in Teen Titans currently is Robin 3, because they didn't... Todd is the second one, and that is not him.
Yeah, I don't believe... I don't believe...
So then who's the Robin... That's
Jason Todd.
Well, wait, because actually in the Justice League, it's
back. Todd might be Nightwing.
In this regard?
Might be.
Okay.
Might be.
All right. I was just confused, because I know it seems like, I kept thinking about it in that mind scheme of Pokemon. I'm like, Robin evolves into Nightwing! And I'm like, but...
Yeah, Robin does evolve into Nightwing. This is true.
Because one Robin turned into the Red Hood, and then another Robin did this other thing. And
He's like an Eevee. He has multiple evolution possibilities.
Right. Yeah, the evolution of Robins. But anyway, oh man, like it just, so much stuff. It's so much. But as you were saying, you were watching the latest animated movie.
Yes, yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm thinking like through things and I just got on the internet. So yeah, so Tim Drake is the Teen Titans Robin.
Okay. Alrighty then. Got it.
So,
I'm glad that got some clarification.
It took me a hot second to find it.
There's too many Robins in the soup.
There's lots of Robins. There are many Robins.
And I'm like, it can't be the same one. It can't, because there's been too many. And I just wanted some clarification, so thank you for that. I feel better now. I mean, it's kind of like the Zelda games, because all these great Zelda games came out, but they don't come out in the right order, so you're sitting there trying to red line of faith all of them, so you can get the right chronological order of occurrence and character, and I just got all messed up in the Robins.
Yeah,
I
was like, yeah.
There's too many Robins.
Grayson becomes Nightwing. Todd eventually becomes Red Hood after being a Robin.
For a bit.
Yeah. Tim Drake also gets fucked up as Robin at one point.
It's such a coveted position,
The verse gets really fucked up, okay? Because you have all different kinds of things happen, and then you have Crisis, which fucks everybody's thing. Then you had New 52, and so a lot of characters, their stories get changed, things get revisioned, because for a while... Nobody, when they thought of having Nightwing, no one wanted to take Dick Grayson and turn Dick Grayson into Nightwing. Because Dick Grayson was such a beloved and revered...
Robin.
And they wanted Nightwing to be able to be a little bit dark. So that's part of the reason why Todd's Robin was invented. So they would have a progression.
So So Dick Grayson's way too happy. He's come from a really bad situation and has risen above. But what happens when you don't?
Right. And so then how do you take this character that you know has overcome this thing and really had been a very, very positive Robin, even though all the crap that he had been through, and how do you then justify the shift that they want to be able to take Nightwing in? Because Nightwing, they want to grow into a character that is in a similar place to Batman.
Okay.
Which becomes a very dark place, right? Like, right. Batman is vengeance. He just isn't killing. And so it doesn't make sense to have Dick Grayson Robin do that.
Right.
Right? So that's part of the reason why they made Jason Todd. They went, okay, we're going to give him this dark challenge that he's going to overcome or try to overcome. And that's going to lead the segue into why he can be this thing that Batman is not. And then ultimately that turns into Red Hood. Like, Red Hood will cap a motherfucker real quick.
Right.
No problems with that.
And granted, several cannons down the road, you've got a Batman who's totally willing to shoot people because he gives zero.
Technically, cannons, but again, the world gets so...
It's all canon.
It's all canon and not canon. You know, the stuff that's not canon is not canon. I can't wait. Speaking of non-canon, before I get into the video game stuff, I cannot wait for the Killing Joke movie. I'm really fucking ready. I'm so ready. My body is so ready.
Video games, because that detour was a hell of a detour.
It was totally worth it, though. So see, look, you got anime, you got comics, and now you're going to get game stuff. What? It's a trifecta podcast, people.
In this episode, Ninja and I talk a lot about cross-platform play. I often get them confused.
I don't need the titties to have a good time.
My titties are attached to me, so they're going to have a good time when I have a good time.
I roll with the set. I'm good.
But if I could leave them home for a day, I would do it once. I would do it once.
Now, at the same...
Titties, you stay home. Mommy's going to go have some fun.
You stay here. I'm going to have... I just want to see what a day with without you is like.
Just one.
I promise. Then I'll come back and I'll appreciate you so much more. That being said, on the flip side to the negative piece, a positive thing, at least for me, as far as I'm concerned, that Microsoft said this week, is that they are opening up cross-platform play on the console to whoever wants it. There's been a lot of talk since the PlayStation 3 days of everybody wanting... And I say everybody, the community, big chunk of it, wanting cross-platform play. There are a couple of places where you got it, like with Portal 2. You had PC to PlayStation 3 cross-play. And a lot of the community was like, hey, like, this is pretty seamless, and we really enjoy it. Man, oh man, why can't we have cross-platform play everywhere? And to me, it was a really good question because I thought, you know, if you had the ability to pick up a game on whatever console you just have a preference for, but could play anybody that was playing that game, whether they were on a PC or they were on a rival console like a PlayStation or a Wii, but because I bought that game, this entire community that is into this game can play with each other, I thought two things would happen. I thought, one... You would have less of the hardcore fanboy because you would now have third-party games, basically, that you could play with all your friends regardless of what system they had and didn't have to guilt them into, oh man, I would totally play that game with you, but I'm on PlayStation and you're on Wii and you suck, get a PlayStation. Like, that would go away because, hey, we can just play. And that would be a good thing. It would be easier on, I think, the community because you wouldn't have to worry about overloading a ton of the same servers because they'd be spread out because you'd have the connection between the people on PlayStation or people on Xbox versus PlayStation versus Wii U. And so everybody would be on their corners and maybe it wouldn't take me three times to try and get into the Division. I don't know. It could happen. But I saw it as being a positive thing because it just meant that ultimately more people could play together in the games that they loved. But it seemed like we weren't going to get there, right? A lot of people talked about crossplay and, ooh, maybe between PlayStation and, you know, PC, we can do some things in some places, but not all titles. And then you had the, well, Windows 10 to Xbox. Some things might have crossplay, but most things will just have the ability to bring them across the system. So you can have your save. So if you want to play on the console, you can get the console version and have your save and take it with you to your PC or whatever. And it just wasn't very exciting. But I am very interested to see who steps up, because this isn't a go yet, guys. Like, Xbox has just said, we are making ourselves available, and we will allow anybody that wants to do crossplay to do crossplay, because it's about the games and the gamers, and getting more people to game together is a great thing, and we don't want to hinder that.
You know, when this news came out, I was trying to think who I was talking to about this. Because, I mean, I feel like the technology, if it's there, one, is going to open up a whole lot of, obviously, cross-promotion, cross-pollination, which I'm not against. But, you know, you've got these other developers who are kind of sitting out there, like, wondering to see if it's going to fall flat on its face and not deliver, or if it's going to excel. So, I mean, I wonder if the other bigwigs who have caught wind of this are, like, secretly trying to develop something similar to what they're doing in case of a fuck-up. Because, I mean, this would be a great way to kind of unify the consoles, because with that available, you wouldn't really need a strong need to have all of the consoles. You could have one and have the game, hopefully the games that you want to play are cross-platform, and then you'd have that opened up so that you could do that. Talk about really monopolizing on gaming in one particular
nugget. Well, it could go both ways, right? Like, I have all three of the current gen consoles because there are some console exclusives that I do want to play, and I'm not going to get them anywhere else, right? Like, right now, as it sits, Halo is not going to come to PlayStation because Halo is a box mover for Microsoft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on the PlayStation side. Like, you're not going to see Sly Cooper on other consoles. You're not going to see God of War.
So exclusives wouldn't really pertain to this.
Right. It's the third-party stuff. So there still would be a need to have the console of your choice for those exclusives. So that business doesn't change, right? The people who want to play Halo, that want to play Gears, you're going to have an Xbox for that. If you want to play Gears, if you want to play Uncharted, if you want to play God of War, you're going to have a PlayStation for that. You want to play Mario games? Hey, guess where you're going to have to go? Guess where Zelda's only going to be? Like, that doesn't change. But for those big things that right now, developers are making games for all of those consoles, for the third-party stuff, it becomes a big unifier, you know, for your Mortal Kombats, right?
Right.
Now it doesn't depend on what platform you get it on in order to play against your friends online. So this is all about multiplayer online stuff. So now imagine, you know, I don't know, what's a big MMO that's not console exclusive?
I mean,
like, you've had some Final Fantasy on.
Yeah, but I was also gonna say, Diablo was PC forever and a day, and it now has jumped into Sony, and maybe Torchlight. Torchlight was, I believe, on all platforms.
So it just starts opening up a lot of things. You know, you start going, okay, Battlefield, that would be an impressive thing to be able to play with anybody on any console. Being able to play sports games with anybody on any console. It now just means that you have the ability to match up with people better. Like, I have for the longest time avoided picking up Destiny for my X-Bone because I did not want to have to manage a whole nother group of characters. But I have a ton of friends on Xbox who constantly ask me to play with them, and I have to decline because I don't have the game there. Whereas if I was able to cross-play Destiny with those people from my PlayStation, like, we'd probably be doing 5 minutes of Destiny segments again very quickly.
I'm kind of glad that those did not take off as well as I thought they would.
Yeah.
But now Division is kind of coming.
Yeah, there's probably going to be Division segments. But again, if that crossplay was available, I would be able to play with them in the ecosystem. And that would be great. Not necessarily a big boon for Microsoft or PlayStation, or really even Bungie, other than me spending more time in the game, so more than likely spending more money on microtransactions. But it would allow me to game with more of my friends. And that's kind of where I'm living right now, is I'm looking for games that allow me to have a good time running around playing with my friends. The reason that I was so deep into Destiny is because we were hardcore, or at least I was, hardcore into our clan, and I loved playing with those guys. And my experience was different every time I jumped into Destiny because I was always playing with different members of the clan. It was only in my initial run up to 18 that I played by myself. And after that, I was jumping in. We were, setting up play dates and stuff. And I was constantly playing with my friends. And that's what I enjoyed about the experience. You know, the gameplay became very rinse and repeat very quickly. But it was who I was playing with. And, the jokes that we would tell each other while we were playing and things like that, that I enjoyed. And that's why I was in the game so deep.
Ruby Rose appeared live in Boston, and we missed it. And boy, were we kicking ourselves in the butt about it. At least this orange is the new black.
I'm really upset because I found out too late that Ruby Rose was doing a set here in Boston, because I love Ruby Rose for many, many reasons, not just the fact that she's sexy as fuck. I mean, a bang, bang, a bang, it a bang.
I said bang, bang, bang.
I actually like some of the DJ sets that she's put together. So she was spinning at Royale here in town, and I didn't find out about it until an hour into the show. So I was really upset because I was like, I maybe would have gotten out of my pajamas and gone out on a Friday instead of being lame. But that didn't happen. What are you going to do?
I had known, because I was in Somerville on Friday night, you could have told me, and I would have been like, maybe I'll meet you there. But then I was like, nah, I'm just going to go home.
You don't meet me no place unless you come in already. Let's not play. If you and I don't already have plans, and I hit you up, and I'm like, let's do this. Your response is, okay. Or, can we do this some other time? That's typically your responses.
Yeah, but I was already out, so like, that's my thing. Like, if I get to home base, and it's like,
yeah.
if I get to home base,
I'm taking a nap.
Like,
what?
And not even that. Like, this is just a trick of the trade for I'm feeling like most women. I'm just generalized. If this is not pending to you, that's fine. But in my experiences as a lady.
Oh, like, a lady.
A lady, a woman with a vagina.
Uh-huh.
Like. My day could be super, super hard, and if I have taken my bra off, if the bra is off, no, I am not going nowhere.
I'm going to tell you right now, that is primarily a universal truth for just about every woman on the planet. When the bra comes off at home, like, that's... Like
you're done.
You're done. You're not going back out.
And then if I'm going back out,
You're getting in your pajamas to go to a drive-thru real quick.
Like, if I have to put on a bra just because I'm wearing, like, a mesh t-shirt, like, it's, like, the frumpiest sports bra. Like, I try to attract no attention. I'm just trying to get my BK and go home.
Right.
But if someone catches me and I have to talk to them, I don't want to look like the people of Walmart, you know what I mean? Like, there's some decorum to me.
See, that's why you always got to keep a hoodie nearby. So that way...
Like a tight-fitting hoodie just to hold the girl.
No, it doesn't even have to be tight-fitting because you're not getting out of the car. You know what I'm saying? So you just need to have a hoodie to throw on real quick. Ball cap, boom, BK run, done. Nobody can see your eyes. They can't recognize you. It's dark. They can't recognize your car. No, look. If I'm going back out, I don't want to be messed with. I am going so incognito. Like, you would think that there's, like, paparazzi.
Like, I'm going to set up a bot to just send things to my Facebook so people think I'm still home. Like, I ain't trying to meet up.
I have worn my sunglasses at night to make a late night Taco Bell run. So you do what you got to do. I feel you on the whole bra coming off thing, because that's my line as well. But
if I'm out, though, like, if I happen to, like, if someone convinces me, and usually they have to give me a 3-day. Like, if you want to meet up on a Friday, you better text my butt on Tuesday and give me, like, a 2-3
like,
day.
Before end of day, people. Like, yeah. It's so funny. I laugh at my husband because a couple of weeks ago, a girlfriend of mine who is a decade younger than me, okay, hit me up at, like, 7 o'clock on a Friday night. It was like, yo, we are going to Nix's Mate. You should show up. And I was like, no. I was like, and I had to do, like, the nice thing. I was like, oh, my gosh, you're so sweet. I already have plans tonight, though. And she's like, no, whoever you're with, bring them. And I was like, I'm in my pajamas with my dog, and I know Nix's Mate does not like dogs. So it's all good. Plus, I've already been up in the last of my shandies, so... Next time.
At least she was considering.
I know. It was so cute.
It was
right?
So nice.
And I was like, next time, let me know, like, earlier in the week.
Yeah,
like,
gotta give me a couple of days.
Catch me at lunch day of, and maybe.
Like, if you're lucky and I really like you.
Right.
I will let you skip my thinking list. During the recording that we did about the VGAs, I shoved the word balls in there a few too many times, according to Ninja. I think I said balls just enough. Thank you very much. Balls. Please welcome my balls.
What? Where are you? Is that Sean?
I'm very pro ball lately.
Sean's okay. Sean's a decent dude.
By the beauty and depth of game
of my balls.
And I'm proud because of this industry.
This is why I can't take you places.
This is why I can't have nice things.
Favorite moment for you? Besides,
favorite moment for you?
I would say
a my balls.
What is it with you and your balls? What is it?
You asked me what my favorite moment was, so I said my balls.
Based on that tech, it's available on PC right now.
Well, hold on. So
hold on. It's my balls.
Exclusively at shadowcomplex.com. Okay.
Well, exclusively at myballs.com.
I am about to push you off mic.
I can't help it.
Nobody wants to hear about your balls. What they want to hear about is that Shadow Complex is going to be on Xbox One as well as PC.
It's going to be on my balls. My Xbox.
One more balls, and you get a punch. Okay?
I can't help it.
One more balls.
I can't help it.
One more balls, and I'm punching you. We're recording!
I feel like when we record these shows, we want people to feel like we are genuine, and I'm just going to be genuine.
All right, but can you just do it with less balls?
I have not said it for this whole segment.
Wow.
And especially thank the families.
Small miracle.
All the game makers out there, because I got to tell you, you're the reason we can keep doing what we love to do.
My balls.
I could not.
All of our passions. I gotta tell you, it really is humbling.
Yeah, you could have.
No.
It wasn't even appropriate there.
He said he wanted to keep doing what he loved to do, which were my balls.
Panda, I can't.
I can. Yes, I can.
You make me not able to even.
And they've got one last surprise that you may not have been expecting. Check out this world premiere.
I swear.
I whispered that one.
It still counts.
First worked together about, over 20 years ago.
On my balls, which was a platform.
What did I tell you about the balls? What did I tell you about the balls? Stop it with the balls.
You're going to bruise me.
Yeah, so stop it with the balls.
My balls.
Seriously.
I'm sorry. I see his balls.
Okay, so my favorite. Will you stop with the balls? I'm gonna keep you from podcasting locally if you're going to stay focused on balls. Okay, focus on games.
I can see his balls.
No, you can't see his balls. He's wearing pants.
And the winner is my balls. Game of the
year. You know what? You know what?
No.
You're going to get hurt.
No.
This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 463. The Game Show Awards. Not exactly live.
My balls.
No balls! You and your balls!
During the whole VGA episode, we had a lot to talk about in the multiplayer section. We ran too damn long. It happens too many times, but you get to hear it now.
All right, so up we've got...
Didn't play it.
I need to play it. I haven't bought it yet. Black Ops 3.
Man, people... Friendships were lost over Rocket League.
I still don't have a code for Rocket League yet. DCD, you need to hook that up. Taken King. What's up, Taken King? I mean, the multiplayer, though. That multiplayer, though.
Hopefully fucking Splatoon. Splatoon was my shit. Still is my shit. Forever a rolling pin girl.
I haven't played it.
And I haven't played...
I own it. I own Halo 5. I actually have not turned it on yet.
I really... All right, well, there's a lot of issues with Splatoon, so it's probably going to be Destiny or Halo. Holy fuck, it was Splatoon! Even though it had a really horrible UI system.
Okay.
You go, Reggie. Walk like that boss. Walk like that boss, Reggie.
I mean, I haven't played it, but everybody that has that opens their mouth about Splatoon says positive things. I'm going to say this.
So, you're all about your Disney affinity characters.
Yes.
And, like, some of your amiibos. I have one amiibo, and it's the Squid Girl from Splatoon. Only one. And I use her, so she's not even in her box. Hell yeah.
Classy, Reggie.
Hell yeah.
Classy.
Splatoon. I'm a squid now. I'm a kid now. Splatoon.
Do you understand I'm taking off work to play Uncharted 4?
I will not be able to because I will be starting my job. But that Friday night to like Sunday morning, though, don't call me.
Podcast.
Don't call me.
Podcast.
Skyping's not calling. Don't call me.
Meet a new character from the world of Uncharted 4 for the first time.
You call me on the phone, I hang up on you.
What? Take a look. New character? What? What? New character? Who this is?
Oh my god, that guy looks really happy.
He is pumped. Probably worked on the project. She's black! Please let it be. Oh my god.
Please let him be his chocolate mistress. Get all up on that.
You have something I want.
Yeah, you do. Oh, give it to her.
Uh-huh.
We don't have many guests on our show, but when we do, we like to give them as much time as they want, talking about the thing that they're most passionate about. We often have Xenocore, who loves to talk about mecha and anime. So in this particular episode, he talked about anime, so much so that we had to cut a lot of it out. But here it is for you.
Oh, one thing, but personally between us. Did y'all see the ending of Overlord? Please tell me you did.
I haven't watched it, but Rochelle did.
Oh, no, we can talk about this real quick.
Oh, my God. And the thing is, what some other people are saying is correct. We probably shouldn't have our hopes up for a second season because it's mainly a selling option for the light novels.
Yeah.
Which pisses me to hell off because this show's too good to leave it like that. My God.
Seriously. I don't have my hopes up. But I'd really like a second season. Just one more season. Mm-hmm. Because, man, oh, man, is Overlord good.
It's like every single show that does tactics like that. I mean, what was it? Code Geass was like this.
Yep. Love Code Geass, sis.
Yeah. Aldnoa Zero was like this. If you guys haven't seen that.
No,
that.
I need Aldnoa Zero to hurry up and have another season. I need that in
my life.
That
was a hard end. I thought it was a two-season show.
That's one of the thoughts, but it did so well as the first season ran on that there are talks that they want to complete it. So it may not. Yeah. Just like they started work on the third arc of Spice and Wolf, the manga. Mm-hmm. So there's a possibility that will get an animated run as well. It's an outside chance, but I'll take it. Because, man, oh, man, like, I loved Geass like no other. I think I've watched that, like, 5 times. I've watched it more than Black Butler. But I need in my life one more season of Overlord.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Yeah, the redo of Ushio Totora.
Dude, I'm watching that.
That reminded me of why I like the old anime so much and why I've started to get bored with a lot of the shows. That show's energy is just the intro alone got me hyped for that show.
Yep.
Yeah. That was amazing.
I'm watching that. I'm watching. What else am I watching? I just.
I was surprised by how into I got into Monster Musume just from its design alone. I could care less about all the edgy stuff that's in there, mm-hmm. but its design is ungodly. I have not seen a show tie up everything so well.
Yeah, I actually
like that's going to be rough for females to watch. I understand that one.
No, I actually like Monster Musume.
Yeah.
And I don't mind the edgy stuff in it.
Yeah.
Edgy,
but you understand what I'm talking about as far as the show's design. Yeah, that's this dude loves his monsters way too much. He knows way too much.
Yeah.
And of course, there was Prison School, but that was another shiny pulled me away from that one. But that one looked interesting.
Prison School, you should finish. Because Prison School actually, you know, even for the borderline hentai stuff that's in there, it's actually really good. The brotherhood stuff that's in there, it's actually kind of touching. I finished that up. Rampo Catan, which we talked about a bunch of podcasts ago, it's out. It's dark, but in a good way. It's like Death Note dark, but not as long.
Yeah. And did you guys catch Danmachi when it was running? I think it was last season. Mm-hmm. Or literally last season. So it was during the summer months.
I don't think that I did.
Yeah, that one's design is very good as well. It's also a light novel. But this one is a fantasy with game over elements instead of being the other way around, which I thought was pretty clever. So the gods come down to Earth, they give people abilities, and they keep track of their abilities by putting character sheets tattooed on their back.
Oh, wait, is that, what do you call it? Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon?
Yeah, How to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Short name is Damachi. Yeah, that was amazing.
Right. So she just started, I'm like, wait. No, I did watch that. That was awesome.
Yeah. So, but I heard that's also a light novel. So it's like, God damn it, all these light novels and they're not going to finish them, you bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with No Game, No Life. They're not going to put that one up there either.
Yeah, I was really sad when I heard that.
That was going to happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, those were the ones I was going to run through real quick as sort of a pull list. But, Oh, yeah, and Katamine Grounds Insight. I was very surprised that once I realized what the main focus of the anime is, it changed my outlook on that entire anime.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, Katamine Crowds is from last season. Yeah. Insight is this season that's running now. But it's basically a discussion of politics put in the framework of a Super Sentai team. Yeah, because the whole thing about crowds is it's a social network that allows people to take physical actions in the real world based off the game. And there's a person who basically awards points to people doing real world actions like being a medic and answering a call for somebody's help if you're nearby on your phone. It's like a augmented reality game that people like. So you just say, oh, I'm a doctor. So if somebody uses their phone to say, I've just been injured, and you show up, he gives you points. That type of thing. And it expands it way out from there into a whole social discussion about how basically how you manage politics as far as getting people to go in a world into a direction that benefits all. Or if it's selfish and tears everything apart. All with using Gatchaman as a overlap over.
I will have to watch that.
Yeah, so that one started last season. So
that's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. And then Insight, it adds another element on top of it. What if an outsider comes in with a new idea and messes with your whole system? You know, so, yeah, it's a very cerebral show, I'll say that. Because there's not too much of them actually fighting physically, but they're always fighting because there's this whole meta game going on behind the scenes. So it's up there with everything else. So you can look at that.
Will do.
Well, guys, I think this is a pretty good clip show. Clearly, we have too much to talk about and not enough time to talk about it. So these shows are a great way for us to get all of our content to you so that you don't miss out on all the zany things that I often say. But like all shows, they have to come to an end. Otherwise, I'm just talking your ear off. So there's some end business that I have to do, and I apologize for the butchering of it, as this is obviously not the part that I normally do. But please subscribe to the podcast. It's available on iTunes, the iOS podcast app, Stitcher Radio, and on the VOG network. You can visit our website at electricsisterhood.com. You can read our news on the Apple News app on the iPhone, iPad, or iPad Touch if you have one. Do they make those still? We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/landofest. We also have a Twitter page. at EshNews, you'll enjoy all the content from our partners in the network. So that's KBD over at B3Crew.com. That's HamsterMan2049 at Smashrup.com with live streams every Wednesday at 9 at night. It might be late for some of you. I know it's kind of late for me, but they're pretty awesome. I watched them play until dawn. It was great. Phil the Issues Guy with Phil's recap and review over at IssuesProgram.com. Gotta love that guy. His Game of Thrones reviews are awesome. Hope he's dealing well with the long wait we have for the last season of that. And Louis Hendrix over at Nerve Crave. This has been Pandalicious, and I'm fucking out of here. Balls.